Nick, what can you tell us about the way plays are communicated in? We saw the guys having signals on the sideline. How does that go to you and then relay to the rest of the offense?
I mean, we have the headset, so we're able to, you know, we know the signals as quarterbacks, but we get our plays through the headset, and then we got to make sure that everybody lines up correctly and, you know, everything's straight.
So do the other 10 players then get their stuff from the sideline if you were just coming through the headset?
You know, they get it from where they get it from. Can't really tell you that, but, you know, I just got to make sure everything's lined up correctly and ready to go.
How much is it an adjustment getting used to a practice like this where it's such a frenetic pace?
I mean, honestly, it took a we did the mini camp, and it took a day or two. It's something different, but at the same time, it's still football, and I like the pace. It's fun. I played in a no huddle in college, and I mean, it's a little bit faster, I feel like, but I like it a lot.
Nick, what are you picking stuff up, Nick?
There was like four people.
How do you feel like you're picking stuff up? I mean, the fact you got to read things and react to what the defense is giving you so much?
I feel really good. I feel like every day, gaining a little more. But I feel like I'm picking it up well. I feel like all the quarterbacks are doing a good job in the film room with Coach Lazor. He's really doing a good job teaching it to us. And then the best way to go out there and learn is to actually run the play and, you know, do it correctly. Or if you make a mistake, you learn from it then. So every day I feel more and more comfortable.
Are you getting an equal opportunity with Michael, with first team guys and first team reps and things like that?
Yeah, I mean, we're all competing. I mean, that's what this game's about. We're all competing. All the quarterbacks on the roster, we're going at it. We're all, you know, getting reps, and it's all up to the coaches.
Nick, what was your reaction when they drafted Barkley?
Hey, Matt's a great player. I thought he was going to be gone earlier in the draft, and, I mean, when they drafted him, I mean, I was excited for this franchise. I've known Matt for a couple years. I've played against him. I've seen him play. I've seen his leadership, and anytime you can add a player like that to a team, it's great for the organization. He brings that leadership to the field, to the quarterback room. And we all work together. We all cheer each other on. We work to make each other better. You want competition, and he's definitely going to bring competition in. I know what kind of player he is and what kind of leader he is, so I'm excited to have him on the team.
Nick, have you done anything different? The system's flexible enough where he can play different types of quarterbacks, different types of tailbacks. I mean, can you see it now that you've got some time in it where whether it's you or Mike or Dennis or Matt, that he can make the system fit for whoever's back?
Yeah, definitely. Whoever coach chooses as a quarterback to lead this team, definitely. No matter who it is, the system will work for any quarterback on this team.
That being said, when you got drafted, did you think that in your second season you'd be running zone?
I didn't expect that at all. When I got drafted, when I was here with Coach Reed, that was my mindset. Y'all know me. I take it one day at a time. So it is what it is right now, and I love Chip Kelly. He's been great, and it's been fun learning the system, what we're doing here. We have a great coaching staff, great support around us, so the guys are buying into it, and we're all in.
Nick, have you been working on anything in particular in your exercise, just on your own, on just kind of lateral movement or the different type of running now that you're doing as a quarterback?
I think you work on everything. You work on the footwork. You always work on foot speed. Endurance, definitely. But, it's the same thing every year. You try to tweak things.
You don't put more emphasis on it because now it's a little bit more part of the job?
I think you always have to put emphasis on it. I don't think one year, like, all right, actually, I'm actually going to work on it. It's that way every year, and you got to keep working at it. And every day you go out there to work. When we're, working on our skill, you got to, do it full speed and work your butt off.
When they drafted Matt, I know there was more competition, but if you look at it and say, he means what he says, Chip being, that he means what he says when he says he can – use a traditional style quarterback, and here he is drafting one?
Yeah, definitely. I think Chip's a man of his word, and that, Matt Barkley's a heck of a player. I know all y'all know that, and he did great things in college, and he's going to, do great things for his team and help out tremendously. And, I feel like whoever's the best quarterback, whoever's the quarterback that can win games will be the one that plays. It's that simple. It's that way on any team.
How much of the offense do you know right now?
I know a good bit. Yeah. Good bit.
What has been the toughest adjustment for you or things that you need, the number one thing you need to work on coming into the change of offense here?
I think it's just running the plays. I think that you just have to get comfortable with the different terminology and how you're reading it and getting the reps. But, I guess most importantly is being on the same page with all the guys because you got to go out there. We have new faces and we have to make sure everybody's on the same page. Different defense is going to give you different looks and, that could determine the play. It could make the play totally different. So we all have to be on the same page.
Nick, Nick, how much more responsibility is there on the quarterback pre-snap than the system you played in last year?
I think they're both. I mean, there's, you know, playing quarterback in this league, there's a lot of pre-snap, post-snap, on the quarterback. I mean, the defense in this league is really good. They're really good at hiding things, so you always have to be aware of the safeties or whatever you're keying on each play. So that hasn't changed. It's always, you know, going to be the same. Quarterback has a lot on them pre- and post-snap.
Do you not find the loud music?
How long the competition will go on for the starting job? I mean, is this something
routine? I mean, I can imagine the first game of the season or however. So, I mean, it's up to Chip. I have no clue. We don't worry about it. Every day we're here working. I think we have a great quarterback room, a great quarterback coach, and we're all working together to push each other to be better players. So whoever ends up being the quarterback of this team, you know, the other guys are going to cheer him on, and, you know, we're all on the same team. We're all going to work together. Each guy on this roster wants to start for this team, but, you know, you got to go to work, and it's up to the coaches.
So you're saying you think it's possible that Chip might not name a starter until a few days before the season?
Hey, with Chip, anything's possible, you know. I think y'all know that.
Is it going to be you?
Hey, I'm working towards that. That's my goal. In my heart, that's what I want to do. And I got to show it on the field. I got to, you know, prove to the coaches, my teammates, that I can do that. And that's every single quarterback on this team. That's what our goal is.
What do you think the thinking is behind the music? And do you find it distracting at all?
When you play in a game, you have several thousand or could be 100 or 1,000 people in the stands. So I think it's great for
often
game
they
prep.
Don't sound like Nicki Minaj.
Hey, that'd be nice. But I like it. I like it. I like the music. There's always a purpose, and it really helps with communication. You really have to stress communication because it is loud. And with cadence and everything, you have to be loud. You have to make sure everybody's on the same page. So I really like the music, and I think they do a good job with it. It's quite a selection, so I'm sure it's good for y'all to listen to during practice as well.